good. WIXX 201. Obrigado, GPI.
WSTC 760 monitoring. WRX X201. WRX X201, stand by.
WSTC 760, good morning, 201.
Good morning to you, good morning. I think maybe the squirrels might have got to the coax.
What in tarnations? What's going on in GMRS land? WRUU 850.
The week. bit nippy over here.
Sure. GMS license is going away. Well, how they're repeaters or something like that. No, I don't think so. Lincoln is questionable, but other than that, nothing's changing.
Yeah, hopefully Abraham Lincoln won't go away on this system. WRQ 224.
Yeah, I'm a part of one of the groups out in the Midwest where, like, Colorado and whatnot, and I guess they were forced to unlink their repeaters or something like that. Everyone's thinking that it was gone away because they hear a lot of chatter, and now they have, you know, they only get the chatter in their local spot. Yeah, I understand why people are, you know, they've made their intent pretty clear recently, within the last couple of weeks, but, you know, the problem is they didn't change the rules. You know, the rules very clearly state something entirely different, so, but then they go on to explain things differently, so, but explanations aren't rules, so, scratch my head and go figure.
I just have a question. Anybody ever connected to the Mancelona Tower or heard anybody on the Mancelona Tower? Because I've got a place in Frederick, which, based on the mygrms.com website, I'm clearly within range, but I can't connect to it or chat to it or link to it. I've sent messages to the mygrms.com, like, for, you know, requesting authorization, but still have never received anything back. Anybody know if that guy's still doing it, or things have changed, or figure it out?
Well, I personally have no idea. I know there's a guy in Mancelona that has one in Traverse City as well. They're both supposed to be pretty high profile, but I've only heard of them. I've never been up there with a GMRS radio and tried them or anything, so no clue.
Yeah, copy that.
You sure you got the P all right?
Yeah, I first went up there with my handheld that I'm talking on now, 5 watts, and it wasn't the next thing. And when I bought the, whatever it was, the 50-watt E-Tech one, and plugged into the car, and said, oh, sweet, I'm going to get it to work now. And got the rooftop antenna, and still no connection to it at all. I went out the PL zone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got that now.
Yeah, because that's all there is to it. You either have the right PL tone or code, whatever he's using, to open the receiver, or you don't. There's nothing else to it. So if it's up and it's available, then it's just a matter of having the access code, if you will. So if you do, and you're not bringing it up, then I'd say it must be down. I mean, you know, there could be something wrong with your equipment, but you're working elsewhere, so it's not that, right? No, that's about all I can think of. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the guy's MO. I don't know if this is just one of these peeps that just got interested in it, did it, and then 2 weeks later they're not interested anymore, or if he's serious. I think he's pretty serious. Works in the business, so I don't imagine he'd be bringing it down, just on a whim. I don't know. It's got to be somebody that travels up that way. What about Bob up in Sheboygan? He ever get down that way?
Hoping to catch Bob once in a while. That's my question, but stupid as it sounds, when I do catch Bob in the morning, forget to ask the question.
Oh man, this sun is brutal this morning. Driving right into it. But I've arrived, so good luck with your quest. Like I said, when Bob gets out here, he should be out here at some point. I'd ask him. He lives up that way, so perhaps he knows. I've got a, then there's Eric, who gets out here. I don't know his, his GMRS call right offhand, but he gets in here about 9, somewhere around there, give or take. He is up that way quite often, and although not quite that far, he's up around Rose City, West Branch, and all that. But he may travel up that way enough to know something about it, and he pays attention to all that. So, to hear Eric, can't remember his damn GMRS call though. All right, catch you later. I'm pulling into work. WRU 850.
Copy that. WSCT 760 monitoring.
CI 783 to station 392. Copy. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. RCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile. Good morning. WSBM 993 is monitoring. ICP 544 mobile. Good morning.
morning there, WSBM 993. Hope your day is going well.
So good, plenty of sunshine, and this will be another beautiful day up here in northern Michigan.
Roger that, roger that. Definitely.
Today, be safe out there. We'll do it again. WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Indeed, WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WRXX 201. Yeah, I was waiting for my wife to answer me.
And I hold it dead. Sorry about that.
Well, that's quite all right, man. We don't care. Just letting you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you on there. All right, let's go.
USCI 783 to station 392, copy. Station 392, can you copy? WSCI 783, monitoring.
Station 201, you copy?
Yes, thank you, CNN.
Station 201, that's a glue down in Ann Arbor going Thursday.
Awesome. Is it a big job?
I think he said it was. Oh boy, a whopping 64 degrees.
That's nice.
How about it, 201? You still got a copy on this radio?
I have a copy on the radio, 201.
There you go, man. We're down here at 9 Mile. How about that home, 20? You still got a copy on this radio?
I have a copy on you, 201. Are you coming in clear?
Yep, there we go. Okay, it's working right, man. A lot better than the other day,
eh? WRVR 403. I hear both those 201 stations down here in downtown New Baltimore.
Hey, there you go, New Baltimore, WRXX 201 over here in Detroit, no doubt about it. We're hearing you real good over here.
Yeah, you're making it into the repeater real good. If you're looking to test, you know, your line of sight, you have to get off the repeater to see how well you hear each other. Because right now you're going through the McComb repeater.
WSQ-795, everyone coming in loud and clear on the flank repeater.
I guess that repeater is doing its job, eh?
Yeah, at 725, they even pick that up sometimes over on the western part of the state. I know that they pick up the one through the Detroit, the one down at the Rensen, the 625. They pick up the Macomb one all the way on the western part of the state in Grand Rapids, just below Grand Rapids. I can hear them, but I can't talk to them yet. Anyway, just breaking in real quick to let everybody know everybody's coming in loud and clear from Flint. WSCH-795 mobile, southbound, and I'll be monitoring.
Oh, it doesn't matter if you cut in or not, man. We're just all sitting out here trying to see, make sure your things are hooked up to the repeater and working right. That's all, 201. How about that 201 base station? Are you still in there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, man, we're to our destination. Jump out of this truck for a minute. Let's go, guys.
All right, 201.
WSDQ-996, monitoring.
How you doing there, Paul? WRVR 403.
Yeah, we're
doing okay. That's good to hear. I ain't heard you in a minute.
Yeah, I'm always on the standby here.
Truck around.
Yeah, it was $60 to flip them tires. Alrighty, we're back at 8 crashes. Hey, call me on the phone real quick. Yeah, there you go, man. Them beams are working great. I tell you what, hook up that other wire. Take that one off and put the other one on there.
Okay.
Did you switch it to the other coax?
You got a copy of 403.
Yeah, we got a copy. Go ahead.
Yeah, both your stations are sounding good down here in Richmond. Is your first name Scott by any chance?
Yeah, how'd you guess that one?
I just recognized the voice.
Well, who may this be?
My name's Tony. I try to keep things from the other band off this one, though.
Yep, roger. I still don't know who it is there, but go ahead.
Come by one day and shake your hand.
Say that one more time.
I said, I'll come by one day and shake your hand.
Now you got me thinking, man. Who are you?
I used to own the beam on top of your house.
Oh, there you go. All right, got you. So there we go. We found somebody out, eh? Pretty cool.
There's a few of us out here.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that nonsense on that radio.
Well, that's why we're here. WRVR 403.
Them are a good set of beams, though, I tell you that much right now.
Well, just be careful, because these radios are SWR, they're sensitive to SWR.
I gotta figure this radio out, man. Everything's all crackly.
Well, I'm a ways from the repeater, though. I'm out here in Richmond, so as I get closer, I'll probably lose the bacon.
Yeah, that transmission was a little bit better there, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm back at the home 20 now, man. I'll be away from the station for a few. WRXX201, we're standing by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile.
Sheboygan County Bob, here you go, I just...
It's almost top of the day there, noon to you, so I hope things are going well.
We used to live up there in Mullet Lake, right down Pigeon Point.
That, all beautiful country.
WRXX201, standing by.
Take care, WRZP 544. Thank you.
GMRX 201, listening in.
WSCI 783, looking for station 213, copy. WSCI 783, looking for station 213, copy.
WSCW 213, go ahead.
I got you. Your signal's a little staticky and a little quiet. You need some power. Copy. Are you receiving me? Okay, loud and clear.
That is affirmative. You are wall to wall on this little weak 20 water. So your water is going to take it
to the end. Yep, we got a new radio. When are you supposed to take delivery? Over. No, I did not.
I'm hoping that today afternoon or tomorrow for the delivery.
Okay, copy that. Well, I got to get rolling. This is WSCI 783. I'm clear up to your final.
WRYR 503 listening.
WSBS 311. This is WSCN 887.
Hello, 887.
How's it going?
I got good timing. This little one was just in my face, whining. I think she's trying to talk somehow, but I don't understand what she's saying. How's it going with you?
It's going good. I'm just trying to see if I can find that receipt on my brakes from Tony.
Like, where might it be? Are you talking there at work or at home or what?
I'm looking at my glove box.
I mean, so he does know for a fact that he replaced the pads?
I don't know about that, but I saw my receipt for my battery. I got that in 2020.
Was that a Costco battery?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm assuming that if you can't find the receipt, he will go ahead and do what he has to do to replace, get your brakes back.
Correct. That's what I said. I said, hey, if I can't find it, you know, it's got to be done. So.
Yeah, I'm thinking I wouldn't spend too much time on that. I mean, it has been some years, and even if they were to give you some kind of refund, I would think it would be prorated at best, if that's what he has in mind. I would say just have him get on with it.
Yeah, we're shooting for this Saturday, he said.
Yeah, as I can tell, that should work. I can't think of anything terribly pressing.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, Tony, just take my car, you know, during the week, and, you know, Tom can pick me up or whatever. Yeah, no, I got to work on Saturdays anyway.
Yes. Very good. Whoops. Hold on a second. I'm making a little noise here, so give me a minute. Okay, I'm back. What else is happening? I did get the, almost all the grass cut. I'm charging batteries, and I should be able to finish the rest of it within the hour, I think.
I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go back.
I didn't copy that. Come again.
Just emptying out my glove box. Garbage, you know.
Yes. Good to know.
Alrighty then, I'm going back into work.
Alrighty, have fun, and I will talk with you. See you later.
Alright, roger that. Bye-bye. WSCN 87 out.
WSBS 311.
Yo.
WRNW 329. You're monitoring. I'm mobile.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring.
WSDQ 996 is monitoring.
Copy that, 992. Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211 out of Fenton.
Now this was 996.
WRPS 211, copy that, Robert, your radio is locked. No worries. 211 clear.
The 320, 20 after the hour, data packet on WRUT 798.
WRXX 201.
WRZP 544.
WSBI 783 mobile to 392, copy.
So how many are going Saturday to the open house?
Smoke up there, can you see?
Come back, copy.
You were breaking up real bad. Can you repeat what you said, please?
WSCI 783 mobile. I'll call you on the telephone. Out.
Roger that. WSCI 782 monitoring.
She was asking how many was going to the open house.
WSCI 783 mobile to 783 mobile. You copy.
WSCI 783 mobile to 783 mobile. Copy.
Station responding, your audio is extremely low. You might want to try speaking up a little bit. WRUX 245.
WRZY283 radio check.
Copy radio test. A little bit of noise in the background, but perfectly readable. WRUX 245.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822, mobile monitoring.
WRVU 428 monitoring.
428 from WRUU 850. Now 428, ending in 428. This is WRUU 850.
WRUU 850, this is WRVU 428. How are you doing?
Not bad. I just wanted to let you know, your radio is putting out packets. It does it at 20 minutes after and 10 minutes to. It's been doing it for the last couple of days. There's a guy out here, Don, I think you got the same radio as him. He was doing that too. They don't tell you about it. But I just want you to know so you could look into it, turn it off.
Yeah, thank you. I was unaware of that. Yeah, not too keen on this. What is it? N7500 or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I'll look into it. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a little digital screech every time you unkey, and then when you're not keyed up, every 20 minutes the radio, or not every half hour, at 10, 2, and 20 after, like clockwork, and it gives that little screech, so. All right, I just wanted to let you know, and I'm just getting ready to pull into the car wash here, so I won't be able to hear nothing, but no big thing, but I thought you'd want to know. Wanted to get it turned off. WRUU 850. Take care.
Yeah, just to let you know, Joe, it is throwing out your APRS, and I do have the N7500 if you want me to let you know how to turn that off.
Yeah, will you? Let me open up the screen here.
Yeah, sure. This is WRUX 245, by the way. And, you want to click the three little dots and pull up your menu and go to device settings.
Okay, I'm in there now. I didn't catch your call. I'm sorry.
Yeah, call sign's WRUX 245. From there, you're going to want to choose signaling settings. And from there, you can go to the APRS or click go to software settings. And then you can turn it on and off from there. Toggle the IP signaling off.
WSCI 783 base to mobile, copy.
Yep, I copy. I'm on my way home, heading down Owen Road. I should be there momentarily. Over.
Excellent. I will see you soon. WSCI 783, on standby.
WSCI 783 mobile, monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 monitoring.
WRVU 428, WRUX 245.
Go ahead, 245. I think I got it.
No, actually it's still there, and it's actually showing you off right out in front of the East China Water Treatment Facility, which is, probably isn't your current location, but that's where it keeps popping up. But yeah, on that software screen, you just want to toggle off all the signaling, and it should cut out.
There, how about now?
Yes, that did it.
Yeah, this format's a little different than I remember. It must have been an upbeat. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I know I got an update to the software a few months back, so yeah, it could be. But yeah, I like this radio. There's not too many people out that I know that have it, but real nice radio, sounds good. I haven't had any problems with it myself.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's just that the hidden menus are confusing. I had it for roughly, like, nearly going on 2 years, and I turned it into a pain. It was in the vehicle for a while.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I've had mine for, about a year now. And, I'm using it as a base myself as well. But, it takes a little bit of getting used to with the menu structure and all that, but, it's a nice radio. I certainly like it. WRUX 245, standing by.
Yes, 5-6-7 on the right.
651, WRZP 544. How's your day going, sir? WRZP 544, calling.
WSBS 311, WSBN 87.
I hear you 887. What's happening?
I'm getting out on the road now, so I'll see you shortly.
You better hurry up. This animal is becoming a bit impatient, looking for you.
Okay, roger that.
That's all you got, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to get on the road, you know.
Okay. Can tell me all of the gruesome details a little later. Drive careful. Watch for the nuts. See you in a little bit. WSBS 311.
WSBN 87, standby. WRUC 488, this is WRWC 783, copy. WRUC 488, this is WRWC 783, copy. WRUC 488, this is WRWC 783, copy. WRUG 488, this is WRWC 783, copy.
WRZB 544, I haven't heard Jack all day.
Thanks for coming in, 544. Good to hear your voice. I haven't heard Jack either. Maybe he's taking a little nap. How you doing out there? How's, you're in Sheboygan, correct?
Roger that, Sheboygan County, Bob. Yep, the old rascal hadn't been on all day, and like you said, he's probably taking a siesta, Roger.
Just on that, Bob. Like I said, good to hear your voice. I'll play him a little bit later. This is WRWC 783.
get the word to them. All systems go here, by the way. No complaints. Still living the dream up here in the Great White North. Take care. Always a pleasure. WRCP 544.
WSAM 476 to WSBS 916, had you out there?
WRFX 01, checking. WRNW 329 monitoring.
This is WIUG 48, copy.
Hey, Jack, yeah, I got a copy on you. You're just barely making it in. WRUX 245.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yep, sure is. I do know your sister was on here probably about a half hour or so ago looking for you.
Hey, thank you. I'll give her a shout in a minute. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just getting ready to start some dinner here. Gonna make some tacos. And was out working around in the yard for a little bit, enjoying the nice weather. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. I had to work on the yard too. I just finished up and I just came inside. I want to see who's out that way or something like that. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Hey, yeah. Round and round.
Yeah, nice talking to you too, Jack. It's always nice. Good thing we got to enjoy this weather to get some yard work done. And, yeah, I'll say 73 to you. I got to make some dinner here. WRUX 245. Standing by.
Who's that out there? 670? Is that Josh out that way?
It's 382.
I don't know, you're fading out. Come on back again. WIUG 48.
Hi, Jack, that sound better? I'm outside and kind of pointing straight up in the air.
Sounding 100% better. Roger.
All right, yeah, I'm pounding an 8-foot rounding rod in the ground right now, just taking a break. I got it halfway down.
Oh, for your antenna?
Yes, sir. For my TV antenna, I got an IMAX 2000. It's 46 meters.
Do you need the ground out for that CB antenna? I didn't get that. Come on back again.
201, standing by.
Oh, I had my radio on stand, and then I don't know if you said anything. I just realized my radio is on stand, and I just looked. But yeah, I got yeah, for my CB radio, it's an IMAX 2000. It's about 46 feet up in the air.
Oh, so you're still in the old days using a CB, right?
Yes, sir. It's a 10, 11, 12-meter radio. I believe it goes to 24 megahertz all the way up to 30-something. It's a radio ID GT50. It's 60 watts. But, yeah, I just can't let the CB radio go, man. It's fun. I've always enjoyed it. And, you know, I talk to Brazil, Argentina, I talk across the world, and, you know, it's just fun, you know, and it's a little aggressive on there. It's a lot different than GMRS, I'll tell you that, a lot different, but, you know, everybody got this thing. The ham radio operators, they tend to be a little pissy. GMRS operators, they tend to be a lot nicer and easier. They tend to just like to piss people off.
Alright. Well, good to hear you. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48. WRWD 783, WRWT 783. This is WIUG waiting. Copy. I try it one more time. WRWT 783. This is WIUG waiting. Copy. Oh, I guess not. WIUG waiting. Clear. Station out there, 544. This is WIUG. Waiting. Copy. I guess not. WIUG. Waiting. Clear. WRCY 565, WIUG, what do you need? Copy.
Okay, WSBN 780.
Go ahead, 780.
WSBN 267.
You're coming in loud and clear, WRVG 829.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the contact.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
WIUG 488,
Hey, Tim.
How are you doing this evening, Jay? You have a good holiday weekend?
Yeah, it was a good holiday weekend. We went out there and cooked a barbecue, drink a couple of beer, you know, and listen to the radio and with the music and all that good stuff out there. And what's Louisville, Roger?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun for sure. Just relaxing and having a good time. I guess that's what it's all about. But our weather's going to slowly go down here, I guess, from here.
I shouted for you earlier. I heard you, but I had some food in my mouth. I said, no, let me try again. I shouted, he didn't answer. He must have left out of there anyhow. So how we do in Ohio? Do you do any good?
No, I didn't do any good. He got the grandson a bunch of toys that he didn't really need. Other than that, I didn't buy anything. Watched some dog races and drove around with the golf cart all afternoon, ate some good food, a couple of drinks, and that was about it. Just a good day out, I guess, outside, outdoors. Lots of people there. There were hundreds of people there. Other than that, yeah, it was nice and relaxing.
Oh, that's good. Enjoying the weather and enjoying the run around, you know, the dogs running around and all that. That is a good time, too. Roger?
Yeah, they have them in the, they got like a small lake there, Long Lake. That's probably about 100 yards, maybe 150 yards long. It's pretty long. They have like a raccoon sent in a cage, and they put them in a cage, and this thing goes across on a cable. And they race them down, and you can bet on them, too. They auction off the bets. The highest bidder, you can bet on them. But I was just watching. It was all fun.
That's good. That's a lot of fun. Go on the wire, walk on the wire, that's good. Well, what was it, bet? About $500?
Well, they auction the bets off. There's an auction. You just bid on how much you want to bet on each dog, and then they take the highest bidder on it. And if he wins, I don't know what the odds are, what they pay. But, yeah, it wasn't real expensive betting. But it looked like fun. I was just watching, though.
You do it. Take the motor home with you?
No, I just stayed in a hotel. It was only about not even a half a mile. I could almost see the park from where I was at. So I just got a hotel, but I brought the golf cart with me instead of renting one. I just drove my own. Lot. I don't know if it's any cheaper or not, but yeah, I had my own there and no time to bring it back, none of that.
That's good. Did you make any contact out that way?
Just a couple of guys I talked to. It was in Ohio, and I could hear you after I talked to you. I could hear you quite a ways out. Just barely coming through the noise level, but I tried to shout back. I don't know, maybe I was in lower spots there because it kind of flattens out the farther you go, I guess. But I could hear you quite a ways. But there was not just a couple other local guys that were on there, and that was it.
How far were you? By Lima?
Yeah, that was Lima, Ohio, and I was right just off the freeway. I wasn't far off the freeway. I could hear you just about three-quarters of the way there when you were talking to somebody else, I think.
I was talking to a couple of people out that way. I don't know, maybe Dane or Josh out that way, I don't know.
One of them was out that way I was talking to.
But the stations that were in Ohio, they weren't coming through very clear at all. I guess they're quite a ways from the repeater. I don't know if they were hitting at 625. I think they're on the Ohio repeater, I believe. Well, maybe that's why the one guy said he was quite a ways from the repeater. He was just barely making it through.
Well, that's why they say Ohio don't have too many, you know, repeaters out that way. That's what one guy said. Roger.
Yeah, I wanted to get on the internet and look up and see if there were some any repeaters around where I was at, but I guess I was having too much fun. I didn't get a chance to do that, but I had my hand out with me most of the day, and it was quiet. I didn't hear anything in the ones I had in there.
And that's what he should have done. Put out your cosign. That's all they need. The ham or the GMRS. Somebody will answer you back.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really try at all because I was just riding as they having fun all day driving around. I was looking for some antennas or radio equipment. I didn't see any of that. I didn't really look the last time. Oh, it's been a couple of years since I've been there. Oh, I did go last year. Yeah, I went last year. But I wasn't really looking for that last year, but I was looking for some radio equipment or something. I didn't see any of that. But they had it all. You name it, they had it.
Yeah, well, sometimes they come by. A lot of times they don't come by. Then sometimes they come back again. And they have all that stuff. That's what it is. Roger.
Yeah, it's basically a lot of people just camped out in there and with their campers, and they got their tables set up. But it was like, it'd be rough if you had to walk it. You probably wouldn't get through half of it if you had to walk. And it rained, spit rain for a little bit. That was good because it cooled it off and it knocked some of the dust down because it was dusty earlier. So it rained a bit, quit, and then it was cloudy. Then it evening time the sun came out and then it got hot again, so yeah, it was just right, not bad.
Well, that's good. It did not rain here at all, and there's no rain all the way to Friday, and they say it's about 30% of rain, so that means there's not going to be no rain all the way till next Thursday.
I'm okay with no rain. Probably the weather, the nights are a little cooler now, so we're not getting that much humidity. Humidity levels are down. It gets hot and humid, more like there's a storm pushing somewhere brewing.
I could be pushing to Ohio. Or Wisconsin, one of the places, that's where it pushes all the time. Roger.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what the next 3 or 4 weeks bring. Get into mid-September, definitely start losing more daylight. That's already happening. I don't know, when does the time go back?
Go back in November. I remember go back in November before deer hunting season.
Okay, and then it'll be getting dark like about 5 o'clock, 6, and it's dark already.
Probably over here it gets dark about 7 o'clock. I thought it was about 8 or 9, but it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jack. I gotta cut you loose for now. I'm sitting in the car. I was outside here. I'll see where my handheld is. I got to do a few things inside the house here.
All right, Sam, you take care, and good talking to you, and good to hear from you. I'm glad you came back safe. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Nice talking to you. Appreciate it. Maybe I'll holler back at you a little later on. I get my chores done before it gets too late. Have a good one. WRNW 329 clear.
WFEF 550 on a 5-watt handheld, wondering if I'm hitting a repeater. Can anybody hear me? Over.
Yeah, station on 5-watt. What is your call sign? This is WIUG 48.
WFEF 550. Thanks for letting me know. I'm quite surprised I was able to hit the repeater with the handheld.
Sir, and how you doing? My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG 48. Where are you located at? And I'm over here at Rochester Hills. Roger.
I'm actually in Millington up in the Thumb. I've been listening for a couple weeks. Quite familiar with you, Jack. I've heard you on the radio quite a bit.
Yes, sir. So you're on Maybell repeater. That will be 725. Exactly. And you're sounding good. And I like that radio because you're sounding really good from there. Roger?
Yeah, it's good to know. It's Balfang GMRS 9 something. Can't see it in the dark here. I don't have the lights on. It's been a pretty good radio.
Yeah, I have 3-4 of them here, and I have I have a better. I don't know what kind of antenna you got. My antenna is all of them on Nagoya 771G. That is the best antenna on this Balfang. Roger.
Yeah, I just have a stock antenna now. I have a base unit that's got a Nagoya antenna on it, which seems to work pretty well. Over.
Roger. And what is your personal name? My name is Jack. Roger.
Yeah, my name is Craig. Good to meet you, Jack.
Greg, good to meet you too. My station, my base station is, I'm on Reality GB20G with a Harvest antenna. I don't know if you're it's very quiet antenna that way. Roger.
Yeah, my base station, I just got it as a Midland MXT575. It's a newer Nagoya antenna. I think it's a U or an HDG. I think it's relatively new. Over.
Well, it's sounding good. And do me a favor, one more time, that call sign that way. I got it right here. 550 WSTS, correct?
Yeah, Whiskey Sugar Echo Frank, 550.
I got it right here. So you're sounding good, but you know what? It got a little played out, that antenna. So you need, if you want to talk on your handheld, okay, I suggest this way. You get that 771G, and you can talk on this one, But if you by the window, stay by the window, it's better. And hold your hand held straight up. Roger.
Yeah, will do. 771G. I'll put that on the Amazon shopping cart list. Thanks for the insight. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I have a different radios, and they all have that antenna. It's good antenna, and it's only $20 from Amazon. Nagoya 771G. And they just make sure, right on the antenna when it comes in, it has to say 462. Roger.
Yeah, 462, gotcha. I'll definitely do that. I'm looking forward to talking and meeting more people. I've been pretty excited just getting into GMRS and hearing you guys talk to people down and all the way in Ohio and all the way up to Sheboygan. It's pretty exciting, so looking forward to it. Over.
Oh, no problem. I talk to Ohio almost every day. I have about maybe 6-7 people out there I talk to in Ohio. One of them probably between day and day. And there's a few of them out there, you know. We talk like every time the weather is good like today. The weather is good. It should be coming in soon. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. I know I've listened. I know there's Dan from Lorraine I've listened to a couple times. The gentleman you just spoke to out of Ohio. So it's good to know you can get that distance. Over.
Roger, what you do if you want to get in, which is more than welcome to get in, and all you got to say is say a break and put your call sign out. And you should be, they'll tell you, go ahead. And you just ask them, you know, what kind of antenna you got out there and what's your radio and all that. Roger?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'd like to bring my base station upstairs and put it in the living room, but my wife won't let me. So that's why I'm talking on the handheld right now. So she doesn't want all that radio stuff in the living room. Over.
Well, sometime, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot of radios here, but I have like a radio room. You know what I mean? I mean, you can talk from a basement, no big deal. You know, or, you know, sometime in the front porch or something like that. And that's what I do. I go outside in the backyard. I got a big backyard, about two lots. And I take my walkie-talkie out there and talk. Roger.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing, just eavesdropping on conversations, taking it out in the yard. In fact, today I was doing yard work, and I had it outside with me, listening to some of the conversations on the radio. It's always kind of fun to listen to what people have to say. I actually learned quite a bit about how to use the radio and the tones for the repeaters from listening to people talk on the radio, so that's good. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that too. And don't be shy. Anytime you want to talk, I don't have no problem. I'm just, you know, I'm a little bit busy because I really want to get my ham license, and I'm studying a little bit, so I hear people out there, you know, but sometimes I cannot answer. So don't be shy. Anytime we'll talk. Roger?
Yeah, I actually just got my ham license about a week ago, and I've been listening to some ham frequencies. I don't think there's as much chatter on the ham that I've been able to find as there is on GMRS. But I've got a Baofeng ham radio, a handheld, and I'll probably upgrade to a base station if there seems to be more chatter out there, more people talking. I'll get into that. Over.
Whatever you are over there, there is frequencies out there for him. I don't know if he can reach to them. Maybe Hazel Park got one. And I think those other people out there, there's about four or five repeaters over that way, Roger.
Yeah, I've programmed a couple repeaters into my handheld, and I can pick up some conversation pretty infrequently. I can hear people usually out of Flint is usually what I hear. And my little 10-watt handheld, I can't push a signal that far. That's why I need to get a base station so I get something with a little more wattage. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I don't know. I'm from 82. I was a CB man. Then I went to Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, and they were selling Drake. I mean, I never heard of Drake. A Drake, and I bought all three of them. I bought the T4XC and R4C and MSS4, which is, that is the speaker. And I listen on 10 meter. I have a vertical out that way. I listen 10 meter, 20 and 40 and 80.
Yeah, I just got in, started with the Baofengs because they're inexpensive. And then once I heard all the chatter, I decided to upgrade to that 50-watt Midland because I figured I could hit the repeater with that. I never thought I could hit the repeater with this little handheld. I might not have upgraded if I would have known that, but now at least I've got the better station with a little more power. And then I'm looking at ham radios, trying to decide, doing some research on what type of ham radio to get and what type of antenna I need to get with that. But that's down the way a little bit. I got to save up some more money, spend a lot of money on this new hobby of mine with the radios. Over.
Let me ask you, that 50 watts, that's all it does, GMRS?
Yeah, that's all it does. I think that's the legal limit is 50 watts.
I'm not talking about the watt, I'm the radio. Because you can get another radio, you know, it gets a ham and also a GMRS.
Right, yeah, 10-4, that's what I plan on doing, is getting a separate ham radio. I just have to talk to some more people that are in ham and find out what's a good radio.
Well, from my own experience, you know, this is an old radio. You know, I don't know if you ever know these radios. It's a lamp. It has lamp, which is, that's an old-fashioned way. Anyhow, but I really don't know what to tell you. But if you'd like to talk repeaters, you know, just get you a 10-watt radio. It should be able to do it. And then you gotta get you a good antenna outside, a VHF, UHF. It should be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do is start with a good antenna and then get a base unit. If you think 10 watts will do it, that might be a good place to start then, because it's good, because that's pretty inexpensive to start out that low. I was going to do something more like 100, but maybe if I don't need 100, it'll be a lot less expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know anybody got a 100-watt radio out that way. I don't know anybody. They all got 50 watts. And when you get 50 watts, they tell you it's 50 watts, but it never be 50 watts. Maybe 42, 45.
Yeah, that's the next purchase on my list, is to get a watt meter for the antenna or for the transceiver to see what type of wattage I'm putting out. Not that I need to know, but I'm just kind of curious. Also the SWR, so that'll be fun. I'm thinking about getting my CB radio back out too and maybe setting that up. But I like GMRS much better.
Yeah, GMRS is very nice people out there. They talk to you all the time. And they more than welcome you too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you heard Bob out that way in Sheboygan County. Hell of a guy out there. He'll tell you what's going on, the weather and all that station. Roger.
Yeah, I think someone was trying to break in. Is there another station out there?
Yes, WRYG408. This is going to be you and Ham, and fairly new. But what's your intent for Ham Radio? Local or long distance?
It's a 100-watt HF rig, multi-band transceiver for Ham Radio, and a great radio to start with, and widely recommended. So I'll let the two of you finish up. WRZP 504.
Yeah, thanks for the info. Probably just start out doing local, probably statewide initially, and then maybe farther beyond. But yeah, maybe mostly local within the state for starters.
Roger that. There's plenty of good HTs out there that'll do the trick for you. I listen to several bands, as Jack said, and as Jack does as well, up here in northern Michigan in Sheboygan County. Several repeaters, and I highly recommend myrepeater.com. It's also an app for your phone, and it'll list all your repeaters and all the tones and information. So that's a good reference to keep handy as well.
Yeah, myrepeater.com. I'll have to look at that because that's the one thing I've been able to find is the repeaters, but the tones aren't always listed. So that sounds like a good reference. I appreciate that.
As Jack said, you'll typically catch me on the band anytime. If I'm not in the Radio Shack, I've got the HT on me or and in the mobile. So, and GNS, you can run a good 50-watt station legally. That's the limit. And like Jack said, get you a good antenna there, and you should be able to talk continuously throughout the state without any problems from your base station. And then a good 20-watt or 50-watt mobile isn't bad to have either. I run three, both vehicles, and then on my side-by-side. And, I don't think you can go wrong there. So I'll turn it back to Jack. Gentlemen, thank you again. And we'll do it again, WRZP 544. Over to you, Jack.
Well, thank you, Bob, for the information. All right, I got to back out of here. There's got to be another station out there, but I don't know if he can come by or not. I would stand by for a little bit. This is WIUG 48.
WRYC 808, listening.
WIKR 630, WIG 488. Jack, you out there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing good. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I've been busy in that backyard. You know, I looked up the other day, there's no more pickles coming out, and I really want to take everything down before it gets cold. I can't get out, so I'm taking it easy out there, a little bit at a time. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. Sounds like you had a really good year for your garden.
Yeah, you're right about that. Had a lot of tomatoes. I would say about 60 to 75 tomatoes. But those pickles, it's just unbelievable. They keep coming every day. I take 15, 10, 15, 10 for 2.5 months.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you've been busy, really busy.
I don't know, maybe you switch your place or something like that, because you're cutting off a little bit. I don't know why.
Well, I'm way out here in Belleville, Michigan, you know. Out here a long ways away from you.
Yeah, I see. Well, good to hear you back, and you take care. I got to go get some water to drink. We'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. You take it easy. Good talking to you again. To the RKR 630. We're out.
Hello, gentlemen. WSCF 550. You take care, buddy. And anytime you want to talk, like I said, we'll talk. No problem at all. Catch you a little bit. WIUG, great A's, clear.
WRYG 808. Who is it that is new to ham radio? Who was that?
It's Craig, WSEF 550. Got my license and looking to get into ham radio.
Happy. A real inexpensive thing you can do is there's an app for a phone called EchoLink. Get that app. You have to get online, submit your license, and it's all over the internet, but you can talk all over the world on that, and it doesn't cost you anything if you got a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. I actually found that app today and signed up and got permission to use it. I haven't really played with it too much yet, but that's on my list of things to do. Looks like a nifty little app.
It can be fun. One of the ones I found kind of interesting is the South Ireland repeater. Because you're repeating that. And recently I got it in DMR radio with a hotspot. That's a little bit different. But it's not too expensive. I think the radio was 300 and something from Bridgecom. It's an Anytone D878UD2 something or other. That's also through the internet.
Yeah, somehow Bridgecom got my email address, and they're always sending me emails for sales and deals. I'll have to look into that.
As soon as I got my first license, I was getting different emails and, you know, stuff in the mail and things coming from everywhere. So
they're out there watching.
Yes, they are, for sure. So, yeah, I appreciate the input. I'll definitely be looking out for some of that stuff, and I'm going to play with that Echo Link a little bit more and see what I can get there. I did see some interesting sites around the world, like in the UK and things like that, so I might check some of that out. Over.
Yeah, there's a local too. As far as like HF radio, I don't have any of that set up yet. I'm kind of in the middle of redoing the house, so I haven't went that route yet. I'm just playing with little things right now. But my intent is to get a ICOM IC 7200 and a dipole and start talking around the world.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about those ICOMs. Still not sure what I'm going to do yet, but that's one of the things I'm going to consider.
Yeah, in my truck, I have an Anytone Quad 6 with a Wilson 1000 antenna. And when I go up north, I take it. It's 10 meters, but you can also talk on the TV channels with it. I run into West Branch because it's up on a hill, and I go sit up there in the morning, and I've talked in Texas, Belgium, Wales, Scotland, Washington, all over, just sitting in my truck in the Meyer parking lot up there.
Wow, that's crazy. That sounds pretty cool. That's exciting. That's something I wouldn't mind trying. You know, initially I want to start local and then maybe expand out to worldwide. That's one of the things that kind of got me interested in ham.
Yeah, well, it's a 10-meter radio. You can set it up to talk on 11 meters also. And that's kind of crazy. TV is way different than anything goes.
Appreciate talking to you. I appreciate the info. I got to wrap stuff up here and take care of some other stuff. WSEF 550, clear on your final.
Good talking to you and good luck. And I'm going to get out of here also. WRYG 808, Todd. I'm clear.
WRUG 488 from WRCY 565. Jack.
Right, 565. How you doing, Donald?
You looking for me? I'm kind of busy.
Any word out of Jim?
I sent him a message earlier today, first time I did it, because it was a holiday weekend and I was busy with my personal family time, and so I didn't bother him until today. so I sent a message to him earlier today, and I have yet to hear back from him.
Thank you, Donald. You take care and have a good evening. And I'm going to let you go. WIUG 48.
Copy that. Have a good night. WRCY 565.
WRXX 201, just reaching out.
WRXX 201, Roseville. Just shouting a good evening to everyone.
WFTM 567, likewise.
WSDY 438 on the band.
Station 430, go ahead.
You talking to me, Jack?
Yes, how you doing today? Station 430, this is WIAG 48, copy. Oh, I'm sorry, the station 438, station 438, this is WIAG 48, copy.
Hey, good evening, Jack. I didn't know you were talking to me or not. I was listening to see. How you doing this evening? 438. Isabella County, Dan out here.
I was wondering, I just looked at my logbook, it says 438. Sorry about that. Anyhow, I just want to see how you guys doing out that way.
I'm doing real good, Jack, doing real good there. Appreciate your show back there. Just getting kind of in for the evening and getting settled in right now. Got a little walkie-talkie from my brother there, and I'm trying to get him involved in this stuff. I was just programming that, so been programming, and not very good at that, but we're getting it figured out, so. But those aren't much. I just bought the cheap teepee there, the bow thing there, just to kind of get him interested in it.
Oh, that's good. If you need any help, let me know. I'll help you guys out. No problem. At all. Roger?
Roger, Roger. Appreciate that. Yeah, I need to learn a lot. I don't know, not very good at the programming. I can program one of them things, but I finally learned how to do the offset for the repeaters and stuff, but yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, just let me know what you need to program. I'll let you know. I have a few of them here. Roger?
Okay, yeah. How do you turn the Roger beep off on them PYTs here?
What PYT got out that way? Is that the 88?
I think they're the 9000 or something like that. Maybe they're the 8900 or something like that. I'd have to go look. I got one out in the car and I got one in the other bedroom there. I got a few antennas up over here. I'm pretty high in the air. I get out pretty good around here for GMRS.
Well, I guess, you know what, sometime you gotta go from down up to find out where these are. The TYT is a little bit different way, Roger.
I bought a couple of them there. A guy needed a repeater, and they didn't work very good for his repeater. He had to go to Motorola's there, so anyway, I wound up buying those from them. And they're just kind of a basic GMRS. The programming seems a little difficult for me.
Well, the TYT, you can make it for GMRS. Roger.
Right, that's all it is. That's just a single, it's not VHF too, it's just GMRS. VHF, I mean.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you do that, but I have the 88, and it's a GMRS. I made the program on the computer. Roger.
Okay, yeah, that's where I'm getting left out there. I'll have one of my sons do it there. They're good at it. They don't even have to know anything about these radios. They can still do that.
You ever try this one here? Here's what you do. Turn it on. Okay. Leave it on. And hold down the menu button and turn it back off. You hold down the menu button and you turn it back off. Then you turn it back on and let your hand go. It should go a VFO.
Then what's that do? VFO, what's that do for it?
To put those GMRS repeaters.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, how do you get the offset?
The offset, with the TYT, it's a little bit hard. The offset, it's going to take you a little time. But you know what? You'd be better off if you can get on the computer and do it on the computer. It's better. You know, I know mine, it took me, about, 5 hours because I kept going back and forth. It didn't do it. So then I gave up. Then I went on the computer and did it on the computer.
Yeah. Well, the guy I bought him from there, he can fix all that. He, like you said, he's got a program on the computer there, and he can do it in a few minutes there. Plug that thing in, and he's done the other ones there. So, all righty, we'll have him do it. I ain't going to mess with it. I'm not computer savvy. I'm too old for that stuff. I like computers. I can do about what I want to on them. That's all I do. So I don't maneuver around too good on the computers. I can go on to, eBay or Facebook or something like that. But, I don't do much other than that. A little bit of YouTube.
Okay, another thing. Listen, I'm glad you said it, YouTube. If you go on YouTube and go to the search, search that TYT, and the number. I don't know what number. You said 900. And it should be, there's a YouTube guy comes out and tell you how to program it.
Alrighty. We'll do that. We will do that. But, alrighty. Well, I won't hold the channel up there, but I appreciate the information, Jack. Good hearing you out there.
No problem, Dan. You take care of me. Have a good evening. WIUG 488.
All right, WIOG 488. Thanks again, Jack. You have a great night. It's always good to hear you out of here. And appreciate the help. WSDY 438, Dan, Isabella County there. We're listening.
Well, anytime, Dan. You take care. WIUG 488.
repeaters. Now try some modulation. Somebody's out there trying. They'll get it. Do that. They've got the phone. They're hitting the receiver. Like you said, they'll get it. Good evening. WRGP 544. WRX 201, Roseville. And what's going on in Roseville this evening? This is Bob up here in Sheboygan County. Yeah, Bob. This is Scott over here in Roseville. I was mentioning something to you earlier that I used to live in Sheboygan up there in Indian River, Parrots Point, man, right there on Mullet Lake. Roger that. Roger that. How'd your day go? Everything go all right today? Just did some work, man. We do hardwood floors and changed the tires on the work truck, and now we're sitting here barbecuing. That's it. That sounds like a great day. Well, you didn't miss a thing up here. Again, a beautiful day. 70 degrees. Very few clouds in the sky. Just a beautiful day up here. So we got some work down here around the house, down and in the garden, so on. All in all, a good day. So we'll do it again. You're not missing a thing, like I say. We're going to get out tonight and see if we can take some pictures of the stars. Roger. Oh, roger that. I bet you see every one of them up there. The secret to that is to get out where it's pitch black on a nice cloudy night up here. And then we're often surprised, I'm sure, as you remember, with the northern lights as well. Yep, we were up there throughout the 80s there. My great-grandmother owned the house right on the lake there at the end of, I guess it's Pigeon Point, right? Right at the end there, right on Mullet Lake. I think they called it Scott's Bay. You nailed it. You haven't forgotten any names, that's for sure. When we often fish those waters. Yeah, it's beautiful country up there. I retired up here in 2010 and living the dream. Roger. Yeah, now down at the end of that Parrots Point, there used to be an access right next to her house, and she put a big old rock right there. I bet you that sucker's still there. I have to put the word out to keep out for a big old rock up there, and we'll do it, Roger. That's a good one. Big old rock she put in there, eh? Now, she put that rock in there when I was a little kid and was scared of the water, and I'm 60 years old now, so it's still there. We were up there about 10 years ago. It's still there. Do that. Family makes for great memories. Well, you're blessed. You're a blessed man. You had a wonderful place to grow up in. So I salute you, and you and yours enjoy your barbecue this evening. We'll do it again. Like I said, you'll either catch me in the shack or on the handheld here out and about. WRZP 544. That's to you and yours. Yeah, I joined GMSR Facebook page, and I seen you on there. I hit you hello on that page there, WRXX201.
Do that. If you would, go ahead and throw a pen request. As I said, I'm out next to the garden here looking up at the stars, and we'll get you in there, brother, and hopefully we'll land. And,
one more question for you.
Did they ever reopen that wigwam bar there?
Okay, it's quite a well-known watering hole for many years now, Roger, and she's still open.
Yeah, one of the few years back I was up there, I think the snow caved the roof all in. I just didn't know if they ever rebuilt it up or not.
It's quite the place. They did a real nice job when they did that. And if you remember Pat and Gary in Indian River, it burnt down last year before the season here, and they built a beautiful store there, Pat and Gary there in Indian River.
I can remember some little store. It was past the airport there. And there was a campsite on one side, then there was a little store on the other side there.
Yeah. All right, brother, send me that request there on old Fox Top Bravo. And again, enjoy your barbecue. And we'll talk again. We'll open up the band to anyone else this evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear on your final, sir.
WRXX 201, yep, have a great night. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Three, four, three, four, three, four. Sounding good up in Sheboygan County, WRCG 544.
That's just me down here in Roseville, man, checking that 5 watts and that flat mesh, that's all.
No, that isn't all. You keep doing what you're doing. That's a great sounding radio and setup you got going. It's working for you.
Yeah, I'm not even in the house, man. The house has got an 8-element beam, but this out here is just one of them Midland magnet mounts sitting on top of my truck.
Crystal clear. Crystal clear. It'd be interesting to see how that rascal sounds when you're tooling down the highway. But yeah, it's working for you. I'm running a kid radio. HA currently right now in the house here. But yeah, that sounds sweet, but keep doing what you're doing. Join your evening, and we'll talk again. WRZT 544, Bob up here in Sheboygan County. You have a good evening, sir.
It's just one of them ball things, man, in VR5, WRXX 201. Scott down here in Roseville.
WSBA 64, set up a new antenna, trying to see if I can hit the Detroit 625 computer. WSDL 938 monitoring.
Y'all be talking about squealing radios, man. My God. WSBQ 996 monitoring.